your will and your plan. And Father, we give thanks and we leave all of this in your hands. In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, please remain standing for scripture reading. Today's passage is from John chapter 14, verse 6. Please listen as I read the scripture. Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." This is the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please be seated. Let us put our hands together to welcome Pastor Xiaowen and Sister Su Qi on stage.
Let us pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们恭敬地将今天的整个的讲道,
we commit today's sermon
交托在你的圣手当中,
in your hands.
你的求你赐给我们智慧的灵和启示的灵,
may you grant us the spirit of revelation and wisdom,
使我们能够真认识你的真理,
that we may truly understand your truth,
求你的真理来改变我们的生命,
and may your truth transform our lives.
求你的圣道和圣灵同时运行在我们的当中,
may your holy word and spirit move in us.
奉耶稣基督得胜的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们的题目是殊途不同归,
today's topic is different paths, different ends.
在多元迷途中遇见唯一的归途,
encountering the only way in a pluralistic world.
上个星期我回国探望家人,
so last week I returned back to China to visit my family.
有机会跟我的亲友来分享福音,
and had the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
其中跟我的妹夫在探讨信仰的时候冲突是最大的,
and among these conversations I had the most intense clashes with my brother-in-law.
他是一位在大学教中医的老师,
so he's a university lecturer who lectures on traditional Chinese medicine.
所以对中国的传统文化有一些的研究,
and he has deep knowledge of the Chinese culture.
他问我,
he asked me,
佛教传入中国的时候采用了一种缓慢渐进且高度适应中国文化的柔性的一种传播方式,为什么基督教就不能本土化?
So he asked, when Buddhism entered China, it spread in a very gradual way that adapted highly to the local culture. So why can't Christianity also do the same?
学习, 他说为什么基督教, 没有学习融入当地的, 宗教, 这样你们传福音不是更有效吗?
And why can't Christianity just blend in with the other religions that are there in a local place? Wouldn't it make evangelism more effective?
他又问我,
and he asked,
老子说的道和你们基督教所说的道不是一样的吗? 不都是指天道吗?
So isn't this way that's being shared in Christianity the same as the way that our ancient philosophers like Laozi actually shared?
为什么你们坚信唯有上帝才可以得救,这不是很霸道吗?
So why do Christianity insist that only faith in God leads to salvation? Isn't it very domineering?
对于他一系列连环炮式的发问,总结下来就是一句话。
So his questions coming like firecrackers, if you boil it down to its essence,
条条大路通罗马,所有的信仰都是殊途同归。
The point that he was trying to make was that all roads lead to Rome, and all faiths are just different paths that lead us to the same destination.
那为什么基督教就要如此标新立异呢?
So then why does Christianity insist on being so unique?
你们为什么如此特别呢?
Why are you so exclusive?
以至于很多人产生了抵触和反感。
To the point that it creates a lot of resistance from people.
我想他的想法不是一个单一的个例。
So he's not the only one who thinks this way.
而是很多受到传统文化和思想的人共同的想法。
So many people who are shaped very much by traditional culture and philosophy would think the same way as him.
这也是我们很多基督徒在传福音的时候面对很大的一个挑战。
And this is also one of the greatest challenges that Christians face when we spread the gospel.
现在社会观点也非常强调宗教的多元化。
So modern society also emphasizes on religious pluralism.
佛教、伊斯兰教、基督教，甚至无神论，都是不同的路。
So Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and even atheism are often seen as just different roads.
这些都说自己在寻求真理，都是在通向神。
So they all claim to be some form of seeking the truth, and all claim to lead to God.
所以常常会听到人们说，信什么都一样啊，心诚则灵吗？
So we often hear that, you know, it doesn't matter what you believe as long as you're sincere.
但是
But
基督在这里却说了一句极具挑战性的话。
But Jesus says something radically challenging.
约翰福音十四章六节
In John chapter 14 verse 6
我就是道路真理生命如果不是借着我没有人能到父那里去
I am the way and the truth and the life No one comes to the Father except through me
这不是一个温和的宗教的哲学的意见
This is not a gentle religious opinion
而是一个绝对的宣告
It is an absolute declaration
耶稣所要表达的是，不是所有的道路都通向天父，只有他才是那唯一的道路。
Jesus is saying that not every road leads to the Father. I am the only way.
所以在人看来，所有的路好像都是能走的。
So in human, from human perspective, it may look like every path you can walk right on them.
这条路可以走，这条路也可以走。
Road A is okay, road B is also okay.
但是在神的眼中，只有一条路能。通向永生，那就是耶稣基督。
But in God's eyes, there's only one way that will lead to eternal life, and that is through Jesus Christ.
所以我们从三个方面来思想。
So today, let's consider this from three perspectives.
耶稣是道路。
Jesus as the way.
耶稣是真理。
The truth.
耶稣是生命。
And life.
第一，我们来看耶稣是唯一的道路。
The first one, Jesus is the only way.
约翰福音十四章六节。
So John 14:6 says, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
自古以来，人心都有一个很大的一个空缺。
So from the ancient times, the human heart has always felt a deep restlessness and emptiness.
我们想要这个心被满足。
We want to be fulfilled inside.
所以我们在寻找很多的路。
And we are seeking many ways to do so.
希望在这个路中找到解决的方法。
We hope that by seeking a way, we find a solution to this problem.
哲学家要找的是智慧之路。
So philosophers seek the way of wisdom.
所以保罗在哥林多前书一章二十二节说，犹太人要求神迹，而希腊人寻找智慧。
So Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom.
那各种宗教也要找通天的路。
And many other religions try to look for the way to heaven.
佛教通过戒定慧三学，希望终有一天可以断尽一切的烦恼，轮回在轮回中解脱。
So Buddhism, through the three disciplines of precepts, meditation, and wisdom, hopes to kind of get rid of all desires and suffering and to break the cycle of rebirth.
希望终有一天能够达到涅槃境界。
And their end goal is to achieve nirvana.
那伊斯兰教呢？希望通过践行武功以及遵守教法，终极是完全的顺从真主的旨意。
And in Islam, it emphasizes practicing the five pillars and obeying God's law.
那获得今世和后世的吉气，能够最终永居天园。
So that they can have blessings for this life and the next, and ultimately entering paradise.
那对于儒家呢
？And what about Confucianism?
儒家的核心是修身。
So Confucianism centers on self-cultivation.
通过不断的道德实践和自我完善，最终成为一个完美的圣贤的人格。
So through moral practice and self-perfection, they can become a sage.And to establish some form of harmony.
由此建立一个天下归人、和谐有序的理想大同世界。
And they want to achieve this orderly utopia.
那对于大多数的普通的老百姓呢
？But for the ordinary person,
寻找的是一生平安、幸福、顺遂之路。
We just want a road of peace and happiness in this life.
那面对现在世界的很多的挑战。
And in facing the many challenges of this world,
那现代人寻找的是一条自强之路。
The modern person looks towards a path of self-reliance or self-sufficiency.
我强调凡事靠自己。
It emphasizes on depending on ourselves.
比如积极思考、极度自律、成功学、心理暗示，认为只要我努力了，总会找到一条路。
So the emphasis is on positive thinking, strict discipline, you know, success psychology, believing that if we try hard enough, we will find a way.
但是人的路真的能走到神那里去吗
？But can any human way truly reach God?
圣经明确地告诉我们，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
The Bible says we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way.
人的道路在自己眼中看为正直，最终却通向死亡。
There is a way that appears to be right, but in the end, it leads to death.
为什么？
Why?
最根本的原因是罪使我们与圣洁的神隔绝了。
It is because sin separates us from a holy God.
而这位圣洁的神是我们生命的创造者。
And this holy God is our creator.
就像以赛亚书五十九章二节所说的，你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝。
It's like what Isaiah says in chapter 59 verse 2, your iniquities have separated you from your God.
生命在神的里面。
God, life is in God.
我们越是与神隔绝，我生命，我们就丧失了真正的生命。
By separating from God, we lose our source of real life.
我们可以想象一个画面。
Let's picture this.
在茫茫的黑夜里。
In a pitch dark night.
很多人在行走。
There are a lot of people walking about.
有人拿着蜡烛。
Some carry candles.
有人拿着火把。
Some carry torches.
有人拿着手电筒。
And others flashlights.
大家都以为自己照亮的是正确的方向。
And everybody thinks that the light that they hold in their hands shows the right way.
然后就按着这个方向一直前行。
And they are moving along the path that they think is right.
但不知前面其实有一条不可跨越的深渊。
But none of them see the great chasm that cannot be crossed right ahead.
灯光再亮能照出一座桥吗？
No matter how bright the light is, it cannot create a bridge.
人的路在遇到罪和死亡的鸿沟时会全然失败。
In the face of the gulf of sin and death, human roads fail.
甚至这些照明之物会带领我们越走越远，与真理和上帝背道而驰。
And sometimes these lights actually lead us away from the truth and away from God.
所以问题的关键不是我们手里拿着什么照明物。
So the crux of the matter is not whether or not we are holding light in our hands.
而是那座照明物能够带，是否能够带领我们找到生命的桥。
But whether or not this light that we're holding in our hands can lead us to the bridge of life.
有人以为我只要多做善事就能够弥补过错。
Some people think, you know, I just need to do more good deeds and I can make up for my sins.
但是就像一杯清水里面滴入了毒药。
But it's like a glass of water if you drop poison in it.
整杯水已经不纯洁了。
The whole cup is tainted.
自己再怎么想靠自身来解毒都不会有什么效果的。
No matter how hard you try to get the poison out, it will not work.
除非靠着外界的力量。
You need an external power.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
任何罪都是拦阻我们到他的面前，罪使我们与他隔绝。
Sin is the barrier that creates this separation that we have from God.
罗马书三章十至十二节说，没有义人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，人人都偏离了正道，一同变为污秽，没有行善的，连一个也没有。
Romans 3 tells us, there is no one righteous, not even one. All have turned away. There is no one who does good, not even one.
因此耶稣不是说我来指给你看一条路。
Jesus did not come to say, you know, I will show you a road.
他说我就是那道路。
He said, I am the road.
他不是个导航员。
He is not just a guide.
他是那桥梁本身。
He is the bridge itself.
为什么？
Why?
因为他替我们担当了罪的刑罚。
Because he bore for us the punishment of sin.
他用十字架的血把人与神隔绝的深渊填满了。
By his blood on the cross, he filled the gulf that separates us from God.
他的身体就是那座桥。
His body was the bridge.
把我们带到父那里去。
Carrying us to the Father.
我们举个例子。
Let's think of an example.
若是洪水爆发，人们都被困在一个屋顶上。
So there's a flood that happened, and everyone's trapped on the rooftops.
放眼望去都是洪水。
And it's just flooding everywhere.
这个时候来了一个救援队。
Then there's a team of rescuers.
然后救援队拼尽所有的力量，架起了唯一的一座钢索桥。
And with all their might, they set up this one steel cable bridge.
人们必须顺着这个桥才能够得救。
And it is the only one for everybody to kind of get to safety.
没有第二条路。
There is no second path.
救援队就在借着喇叭告诉被困的人们。
So the rescuers shouted,
你们只有通过这座桥就能够得救了。
Okay, if you cross this bridge, you will be saved.
而那些被困的人，
But the people who were trapped on the rooftops,
他却指责救援队骄傲和自大。
Some responded, Why are you so arrogant? Why is that this only way?
凭什么你们说只有通过这座桥才能够得救？
Why must this be the only bridge towards salvation?
他们认为救援队过于高举自己。
They think that they are being prideful.
认为他们太过武断，排斥其他得救的方式。
That they are too, they have eliminated all other different alternatives.
大家想想，这是在面对生死攸关问题的处境的时候该有的回应吗？
But is this truly the right response if one is in a life and death situation?
这就是基督教所面对的问题。
And this is the problem or challenge that Christianity faces.
只有一条路。
There is only one path.
当我们告诉很多的人你要信的时候。
And we share it with the people around us.
就像这些被困的人对救援队说，你们自高，你们自大。
But the people who are trapped respond that you are arrogant and you are too prideful.
那么对于那些真正的困在那里的人，是不是客观的去思考一下，是不是真的只有这条路，我要不要跨过去？
But for the people who are trapped, shouldn't they truly consider that, is this really the only way, and should I take it towards safety? Jesus is the only bridge. He is not just one of many roads, but the only way to the Father. Through him, we can approach our Heavenly Father. Through him, we can be reconciled. Through him, we are no longer condemned and accepted as children of God. That is why at the core of Christianity, it's not about conforming to a form of morality. It is not really even a religion. It is not philosophical thought. It is the Word becoming flesh in the form of Jesus. Number two, Jesus is the truth. Today's world is filled with relativism. We often hear people saying, you know, you have your truths and I have mine.
甚至有人说, 只要你觉得对, 那就是真的。
Some would even say, you know, if it feels like it's true to you, then it's true.
但是如果真理是因人而异, 那它根本就不是真理。
But if truth changes from person to person, then it ceases to be the truth.
而只是个人的道理、意见和感受而已。
At best, it becomes just one's personal opinion.
就像两个人在一个地图上争论。
It's like how someone's arguing over a map.
一个说, 哦, 某某城市在北方。
A person say, you know, this city is towards the north.
一个说城市在南方。
The other person say, no, it's the south.
其实无论他们再怎么争论, 真正的这个地方会因为他们的争论而发生改变吗?
But regardless of how they argue, the actual location of the city will not change.
后现代主义告诉我们,
Postmodernism tells us
没有绝对的真理,
there is no absolute truth.
要破除绝对的真理,
there is nothing, and we must challenge it.
所有的真理都是社会建构的,
and it's all just social constructs.
但是这个观点本身就是一个绝对的宣称,
but this claim in itself is an absolute truth statement.
它本身自相矛盾啊,
so it's self-contradictory.
你宣告了一个绝对的真理, 但是你又否认绝对的真理。
You say that this is the absolute truth, but yet you deny that there's any the existence of absolute truth.
如果没有绝对的真理是事实, 那么这句话本身就是一个绝对的真理。
So the claim itself is an absolute truth statement and is self-contradictory in that sense.
它否认了自己的主张。
It denies its own premise.
所以下一次如果有人这样说的话, 请这样回应他们。
So the next time somebody tells you this or uses this argument, please respond in this way.
让他们自己去思考。
That they can think about the what they are saying.
约翰福音1章14节说,
John chapter 1 verse 14 says,
道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 充满满, 有恩典, 有真理。
The Word has become flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
从这句经文我们可以看到耶稣不是个哲学体系的创造人。
This tells us that Jesus is not just a philosophical idea. He's not just a representative of good morality. He is the truth personified. So truth is not an abstract concept. That's an erroneous concept, perception of truth brought to us by philosophers. Because philosophy itself is the search for truth. So many of us think that it's just an abstract concept. But truth is a person. It refers to Jesus Christ. And the Bible is the revelation of this truth, telling us who he is and what he has done. Jesus lived God's will. His death and resurrection proved that everything that he said is true. When Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate,
比拉多问,
Pilate asked,
真理是什么?
What is truth?
他就直接问耶稣, 真理是什么?
He asked Jesus in the face, what is truth?
但真理其实就站在他的眼前,
but what he didn't know was that truth was standing before him.
但是他看不见,
but he couldn't see it.
他的属灵的眼睛使他闭住, 但是他不认识真理。
His spiritual eyes were blind and he could not see.
今天仍然有许多人在追问, 到底是什么? 什么是真理?
Today, many people still ask, what is truth? They desire for the answer.
却不愿意接受耶稣就是这个答案。
But yet they will refuse to accept that Jesus is the answer.
耶稣说：“你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。”
Jesus said, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free."
因为真理具有权柄和能力。
Because truth has power.
这个自由不是随心所欲，而是从罪和虚假当中得着释放。
And this freedom that He gives is not a license for us to do whatever we want.
很多的人沉迷于网络的赌博。
So there are many people who are addicted to, let's say, online gambling.
明知会害自己，但是还是不能自拔。
They know that it's bad for them, but they can't pull themselves out of it.
有人被毒瘾捆绑，明知毁灭自己、毁灭家庭，却没有力量挣脱。
Some are addicted to drugs, and despite knowing that it will destroy their lives and their families, they cannot pull themselves out of this situation.
有人背负着过往的羞耻、惭愧，无法释怀。
Many of us are in the strangleholds of shame, of our past, things that we can't break free from.
但是耶稣的真理就是那光。
But the truth that Jesus brings is that light that shines through.
光照在黑暗里面，就使人能够得着自由。
Shining to us in our darkness and breaking us away from our chains.
使那所有信耶稣的人不再被罪辖制，而是进入到真正的自由当中。
So that everyone who believes in Him will no longer be in the stranglehold of sin.But live in freedom.
世人所追求的是一种无所为所欲为的自由。
The world pursues freedom as the right to do whatever I want.
但耶稣基督带来的自由，使我们从罪的枷锁中得着释放。
But the freedom Jesus gives is the release from sin's power.
就是我有能力不做什么，我就可以不做什么。
It is the strength to not do what I don't want to do.
我不再被这些东西所辖制。
I am no longer entrapped by these things.
因着十字架的救赎，我们不再被罪和死亡捆绑，而成为上帝的孩子。
Because of the power of the resurrection, we are able to be free, and we are no longer entrapped to sin.
这自由不是放纵。
This truth is not a liberty for us to do anything we want.
而是有能力脱去捆绑。
It is the power to release ourselves from these.Chains.
而且有能力去过节制、行善和美好、圣洁的生活。
And it is the power to live a life that's good, that's filled with self-discipline.
世界的宗教哲学试图提供答案。
Other religions and philosophies attempt to offer answers.
但耶稣的真理是唯一能解决罪和死亡的问题的真理。
But only Jesus, the truth, solves the root problem of sin and death.
他说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
He says that the kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent.
因为罪使我们与神隔绝。
Because sin separates us from God.
脱去罪恶，回到上帝那里是唯一的道路。
Repenting of our sin and turning to God is the only way.
他说，信子的人有永生，不信的人得不到永生。
He says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life.
这不是自高自大。
This is not being arrogant.
就像一加一正确的答案，它就只能是二。
It means like 1+1=2, and that's the only answer.
就像考试的选择，单一的选择题，你只有一个正确的答案呀。
It is like an MCQ where there's only one right answer.
其他都不行。
Everything else is not acceptable.
这个大家都知道，对不对？
This is something that we all know.
真理排除一切虚假。
The truth excludes all falsehood.
耶稣是真理，意味着他就是唯一的答案。
So if we say that Jesus is the truth, it means that He is the only answer.
这不是说基督教很狭隘。
It doesn't mean that Christianity is very exclusive or restrictive.
大家记住这句话，以后如果有人问你，你就告诉他真理本身的排他属性。
So the next time when somebody challenges you, just remind them that truth is exclusionary.
真理具有排他性。
Truth is exclusionary.
所以，正如 C.S. Lewis 所说的
，As C.S. Lewis wrote.
基督教是一间小屋，虽然有扇小门，但一旦进入，你会发现里面的空间比外面整个世界还广阔。
He once wrote that Christianity is a small door, but once you go through, you find inside is far larger than the whole world outside.
这就是我们信仰的奥秘。
And that is the mystery of our faith.
第三，耶稣是生命。
Number three, Jesus is the life.
我们知道，无论多么伟大的文明，多么强大的科技，到目前为止，他们都无法解决死亡的问题。
No matter how great a civilization or how advanced technology become, humanity still cannot solve the problem of death.
有人说，人生只有两件事是必然的。
So some people say only two things in life are definite.
税收和死亡。
税收。
Taxes.
Yes, and taxes death. And death. Yeah. 死亡呢？死亡呢？就像一座高墙拦住了所有人。
death is like a wall, a very tall wall that blocks us out.
它是世人一直想要跨越都无法跨越的拦阻。
It is an insurmountable barrier that humans try to overcome.
希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着命定，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 says, just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
世界上的宗教和哲学试图解释死亡。
So different religions explain death differently.
有的说死后轮回。
Some people say reincarnation.
有的说死后审判。
Some says there's judgment.
有人说死，人死如灯灭。
Some people say that it's just complete annihilation.
但这些都没有确据。
But then none of them offer certainty.
人心中最深的恐惧就是面对死亡时对未知的恐惧。
And humanity's greatest fear is death, its unknown and its finality.
以及面对死亡的时候的无能为力。
And our helplessness in the face of death.
孔子说，未知生焉知死。
Confucius once said, if we do not understand life, how can we understand death?
反映了人类对死亡问题的一个无奈和回避。
And it shows our helplessness in the face of death, trying to understand and explain it.
但基督教直面死亡，
But Christianity faces death directly,
并提供了确凿的答案，
and gives a confident, sure answer.
耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, and the one who believes in me will live, even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
耶稣不仅仅是讲生命，而他自己就是生命的源头。
Jesus doesn't just speak about death, but he is the source of life himself.
他在十字架上舍命。
He gave up his life on the cross.
又从死里复活，胜过死亡。
He rose again from the dead and conquered death.
他的复活证明了他有权柄赐生命。
And his resurrection proves that he has the power to give life.
因为他已经得胜了死亡。
Because he has conquered death.
他的生命带给我们永恒的盼望。
His life can bring us eternal hope.
所以基督徒在面对死亡的时候，可以说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？”
And that is why when Christians face death, we can say, "Where, O death, is your victory?"
面对死亡，死亡对于基督徒而言不是生命的终结。
For Christians, death is not the final stop in life.
而是进入更丰盛生命的门户。
But it's the doorway to something greater.
也许有人会问，你们基督徒也会死啊。
Some people might say, you know, Christians die.
也会举办葬礼啊。
You also have a funeral wake.
你们和我们有什么不同吗？
What's so different between you and I?
只是形式不一样吗？
It's just the formality of it.
是的，我们基督徒依然会经历，听我说，是肉体的死亡这个过程。
Yes, Christians still die physically.
但死亡对于我们而言不是可怕的审判和终点。
But death is not something to be feared as if we are going in for judgment or a final endpoint.
也不是无尽的恐惧和绝望。
And it's not endless despair and hopelessness.
而是因信靠复活的主耶稣得以进入到永恒荣耀的生命的通道。
It is because of faith we believe we can enter into eternal life with God.
我们的葬礼不是为了告别一个结束的生命。
Our funerals and wakes are not really farewells for a lost life.
而是欢送一个灵魂踏上天路旅程，回到永恒的家乡。
They are joyful send-offs for a soul going back home.
所以基督教的葬礼上，我们唱诗敬拜。
And that is why at funeral wake, Christian wakes and funerals, we sing and praise God.
我们悲伤
，we grieve,
但不绝望。
But with hope and without despair.
我们不舍，但充满了确据和盼望。
We will still miss the person who's passed, but we are filled with hope.
这就是基督教信仰带给我们在面对死亡时那截然不同的力量和安慰。
And that is the power that Christianity gives us in the face of death.
一个真正的基督徒是不怕死亡的。
A true Christian is not fearful of death.
这就是生命的见证。
It is a life's testimony.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章十三至十四节安慰我们。
So 1 Thessalonians 4:13-14 comforts us.Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him.
信耶稣的人死后会得永生。
For those who believe in Jesus, we receive eternal life.
活着的时候，生命不断地被圣灵更新。
While we are living, our lives are continually transformed by the Spirit.
哥林多后书五 哥林多后书五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us that therefore if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
所以信耶稣不只是一个道德的改善。
So believing in Jesus is not just a moral improvement.
不是教会我们教你做一个好人。
It is not coming to church to learn how to be a good person.
而是得到一个全新的属灵的生命。
It is about receiving a brand new spiritual life.
那现在我们来看一个家庭，因为一个人信主，整个三代人被救恩改变生命的见证。
So let's look at the testimony of how a family's life is transformed through the salvation of a person.
在三十年代的新加坡，有很多从广东来这里讨生活的。我的外婆是其中一位，她当时的职业呢是一个交际花，就是舞女舞小姐。我的母亲她出生的时候就没有了父亲，她小时候只记得有很多男人进进出出她的家。有一天，我的外婆就找了一个很有钱但是很老的男人，就要我母亲接客。当时我的母亲只不过是一个9岁的孩子，从那个时候起，我的母亲就成为了我外婆的摇钱树。我的妈妈她是一个很温柔的女人，而且非常非常的善良，一辈子都在为别人牺牲的一个女人。我的母亲跟她的客人，不同的客人生了5个孩子。她生我的时候，她已经过了妓女的黄金时期，而且她年轻的时候，她所赚取的钱都被我的外婆花光。我的外婆是一个很好赌，赌得很大，输得很多的人。我生长的地方是在耶朗，那个时候我们的家已经很穷了，别人看我们的眼神，我觉得我们就好像是垃圾，我们是肮脏，这就是我小时候的感受。因为从你走过人家甩你的门，从你走过人家用最难听的话去辱骂你的家人，我甚至还记得有一个邻居，那个时候我才是个小孩，大概4、5岁吧，他可以招我过去，然后给我一巴，然后他说你可以滚回家。就因为他知道我母亲是个妓女，就因为他知道我是个没有爸爸的人，我在学校我是没有朋友，他们还给我取一个外号叫英国怪兽。我不懂我自己是谁，当我看到有爸爸牵着他们孩子的手，我就在那边想，如果我有个爸爸多好，起码我被打的时候，我的爸爸可以像超人一样冲出来揍那个人一拳。如果有爸爸的话，他会为我们解决一切的难题。但是我不知道我的爸爸是谁，我不知道我的根是什么。也就是因为这个样子，我特别在意我妈妈，我很害怕会失去我妈妈。我曾经看过她被客人打得鼻青眼肿的回家，我就从那个时候开始，我每个晚上我都会等我母亲 每个晚上我都会等我母亲回家。如果我母亲不回家的话，我是不会睡觉的，因为我很怕她一出去了我什么都没有。那就是我小时候的生活，我都是常常活在恐惧中，所以我是个极度没有安全感的人。但是我很感恩的是，即使全世界都不接纳我的家庭，即使我们被全世界给抛弃了，上帝却爱我的家庭，他来找我。第一个信耶稣的是我的外婆。可能有很多人会说，为什么会是这个坏女人？我只想跟大家说，什么是救恩？这个世界上没有一种罪是大到上帝不能够赦免，上帝爱他，上帝救他。至于我跟我的母亲，神就按照他的计划一个一个的救。我的母亲她是一个不爱在家里哭的人，当她遇到什么困难的时候，她就会躲在外面哭。有一天他在街上大哭的时候，有两个教会的弟兄走过，就跟我母亲传了福音。我的母亲当下就信了，我母亲就把他们带到家里来。因为我那个时候是个青少年嘛，脾气也不大好，不大喜欢基督徒，但是那一刻我的心非常的平静。他们说，我不知道怎么帮你们的家庭，但是我们知道上帝很爱你们，甚至将他的独生子赐给你们。当我听到他们说这些话的时候，在我脑子里我是 浮现出上帝的手伸出来，然后跟我说，孩子，就是今天，就是这个时候，你回来，你回到我身边。就在那一刻，我的眼泪就流了，我就感觉自己好像是一个离开家里很久的孩子，真的巴不得赶快回去。就这样，我信了耶稣。这些年来，我们的经历，神给我们看到了很多很多的神迹。我母亲死的那一天，是神借着神迹大大的安慰了我。他第四次中风的时候，他是整个手脚都不能动的，是废了的，他只有眼珠子能够动，他就很拼命的去呼着那最后一口气。我就跟他说，妈，你放心的走吧，如果你看到耶稣来带你的话，你就挽着耶稣的手走。我不是说要他真的挽着耶稣的手走，因为他的手是废的，我的意思是他的灵魂挽着耶稣的手走。但是因为上帝他很爱我，他很懂我这辈子其实放不开我母亲，所以就在我母亲最后一口气的时候，我的母亲残废的手是伸起来做着一个挽着的动作，是这样子死的。这个手是上帝直接跟我说，孩子，我今天就把你的母亲带回家了。上帝的工作其实没有只是停在这里。两年前我就去做了一个 DNA 的 test， 我就一直跟神祷告，我说，神啊，你就让女儿贪心一点，我说全世界可能没有人知道，但是你知道，唯有你知道，你能不能告诉我，让我知道我父亲是谁，我好想知道自己是姓什么的，太重要了。在短短的一个礼拜里面，找到了我亲生父亲，我还找到了我的外公。我只能够说，我这三代人是上帝救的。我的外婆是个大罪人，但是上帝却赦免她的罪。我的母亲是做着一件被世人看为最卑贱工作的一个人，上帝却赐给她最尊贵女儿的身份。我是一个从小就没有根的人，但是上帝却告诉我，我是属于他天国的子。他甚至让我知道了我在这世界上的姓氏，我是墨菲，琳达墨菲。
视频中的这个家庭，他们生活在社会的最底层，真的是最底层了。
So this family in the video, they are social outcasts.
是没有希望的一群人。
They are hopeless.
等待他们的就是无助、绝望和一直被拒绝。
And they are hopeless and despair and face great rejection.
以及悲惨的命运可能一代一代重复上演。
And it could be that for generations, these tragedies keep on recurring.
但耶稣来说，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
But Jesus came and said that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
视频中的 Linda Murphy 因为救恩，她的生命不再一样了。
And we see how Linda Murphy's life is different because of Christ.
主耶稣给了她新的生命。
Jesus gave her a new life.
新的盼望。
New hope.
她才有勇气在众人面前将自己的家庭跟别人分享。
So that she has the courage to share with others about her life and family.
而她自己也不再被自己的过去所定义了。
And she is no longer defined by her past.
不再活在无助和自卑当中。
No longer living in low self-esteem and helplessness.
她的生命充满了力量和盼望。
Her life is filled with power and hope.
所以神所赐的生命，它不是一个宗教的标签。
So the life that God is giving is not just something that's religious.
而是全新的创造。
But it's a new creation.
关系的恢复。
It is the reconciliation of relationship.
以及永恒的盼望。
And eternal hope.
这就是在耶稣基督里的生命。
And this is life in Christ.
是一切改变的源头。
He is the source of change.
这生命具有感染力。
And this life is infectious.
能够影响和改变周围的人。
It can influence and change and transform people around us.
今天我连续三堂播放这个视频。
So today, for both three services, we played this video.
前两堂很多人在哭。
And in the first two services, many people are crying.
这就是生命的见证力。
And that's the power of a life testimony.
在基督里。
In Christ.
所以对于在座的未信主的朋友。
For our friends here who may not yet believe.
今天的信息可能挑战了你的观点。
Today's message may challenge your mind, your thinking.
也许你以为信什么都是一样的。
Perhaps you came thinking that all faiths are the same.
但耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
But Jesus says that no one comes to the Father except through me.
他不是提供一条路，他是唯一的路。
He is not offering just one possible road, but he is the only road.
对于主内的弟兄姐妹。
For brothers and sisters in Christ,
我们既然走在了这唯一的道路上，就要坚定不移。
Since we are already walking on this one way, let us stand firm and be steadfast.
我们不要被世界的思想所摇动。
Don't be shaken by the relativism of the world.
我们要活出真理，活出生命，成为世界的见证人。
Let us live out the truth, the life, and be a witness to this world.
在家庭中。
In our families,
让基督的生命成为我们的榜样。
Let Christ's life be our example.
活出饶恕和爱。
Live out love and forgiveness.
在职场中。
In our workplaces,
让真理引导我们。
Let truth guide us.
在价值观混乱的世界中做诚实公义的人。
In a very morally confused world, let's be people of integrity and justice.
守住道德的底线。
And we continue to hold steadfast to what is right.
在教会中
In our church,
让我们彼此勉励
Let us encourage one another,
成为把人带到父面前的桥梁
And be bridges bringing others to Christ.
我们记住
Let us remember,
不是所有的道路都通向神，只有一条路
That not all roads lead to God, only one does.
我们来做一个最后的总结
And let us conclude.
殊途不同归
All road, different roads brings us along different paths and to different ends.
人的路人自以为的路，无论多么努力，最终不能到父那里去。
Human roads and means, no matter how sincere, cannot bring us to the Father.
耶稣他是道路。
Jesus is the way.
唯一的桥梁把我们带到父面前。
He is the only bridge that brings us to the Father.
耶稣是真理。
Jesus is the truth.
使人从罪中得自由。
He sets us free from sin.
耶稣是生命。
Jesus is the life.
他是生命的源泉。
He is the spring of life.
赐给我们永恒的盼望。
And gives us eternal hope.
现在我邀请大家都闭眼，我们一起来祷告。
I invite us all to close our eyes and pray.
如果你还没有信主
，If you have not yet believed，
或是今天借着这样的信息更加的确认了你的信仰
，Or if through today's message you are now more sure of what you believe in，
我邀请你跟我做这样一个祷告。
I invite you to pray with me.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Lord Jesus，
我承认自己是罪人。
I confess that I am a sinner.
我不能靠自己得救。
I cannot save myself.
我相信你为我钉死在十字架上。
I believe you died for me on the cross.
又从死里复活。
And you rose again from the dead.
今天我愿意接受你。
Today I'm willing to receive you.
成为你我，成为我生命的救主。
As my Savior and Lord.
求你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive me of my sins.
赐给我新的生命。
Give me a new life.
引领我走永生的道路。
And lead me on the road to eternal life.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name I pray.
如果你真心做了这个祷告。
If you prayed this sincerely.
那么今天就是你新生命的开始。
Today marks a new beginning.
借着主耶稣，你已经走向了通往父。